All right, so let's rewind to yesterday. And Amanda felt a little...
A little down. We had Bob call and say that she needs therapy. She needs friends.
Well, you admit that you want friends,
I
right?
I want friends.
You want friends. Everybody mm-hmm. wants friends,
We
right?
kind of made fun of her because she had written the word sprinkles on our daily forecast, and it was pouring rain. We laughed about that a little bit, and you felt a little down, right?
Mm-hmm. So what did you do? You said you got some of your feelings out.
I did. I went home yesterday, okay. And I just started writing.
Writing?
Oh, like a journal?
Kind of like a journal. More of a poem.
Okay.
Okay.
And this is your poem?
Mm-hmm.
This is, okay.
And then I went and performed it at a coffee house.
What?
Like an open mic night?
Yeah.
Did you really?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
By myself.
Okay.
What?
So here is Amanda.
Okay.
Is this you performing at the coffee
house?
This
is the live performance of me at the coffee house.
Okay, here we go. This is Amanda. This is how she feels.
Nobody likes me. Everybody hates me. I think I'll eat some worms. Long, thin, slimy
you didn't
ones.
Write a poem.
Big, fat, juicy ones.
Just wait.
I think I'll eat some worms. Everybody hates me. Nobody likes me.
Very good.
Stay classy, Grand Rapids. Because I'm not going to. Nobody likes me. Everybody hates me. I think I'll eat some worms.
What is that noise?
No,
that is my beatnik bongo.
That's her playing the bongo. My favorite thing about the live recording of your performance is the stunned silence in which the audience is sitting.
I didn't say there was anyone at the coffee house.
You just were at Big B. You didn't go to like a coffee house with open mic night. You just went to Big B with your bongo.
When it was closed, I broke in.
You
have very fast hands, by the way.
Your T-Pain voice changer.
Yeah.
It was just super echoey in there because there was no one in there.
Okay.
It was just you.
That was great.
Oh, man, I love it.
So you were there by yourself. Were you wearing a scarf and a beret?
Of course. Nice. And hipster glasses.
Awesome.
Did you have some Birks on?
No.
I wish that we had video of that.
I wish we did,
too. The next time you do open mic night at a coffee house, can you please get video?
Mm-hmm, I can.
Well, that was awesome.
And it's not true, Amanda. Everybody doesn't hate you. We like you.
That's how I felt yesterday, though.
And she didn't write that.
Right.
Well, I wrote part of it.
Well, other than that.
I wrote the...
It's just how I got home and I was like, you know what? I do feel that way. I just felt like nobody likes me. Everybody hates me.
Did you eat a worm?
I think I'll eat some... Like, I didn't actually eat a worm, but that's how I felt. I felt like, you know what? I should just eat a worm.
Okay.
But instead I went to Big B.
Big B by yourself with some bongos.
But eating a worm doesn't really, you know... hurt anybody else. That just hurts you because then you have disgusting iron smushy worm in your mouth.
Yeah, worms are disgusting.
Iron tasting worm.
Yeah, it's horrible times. Eating worms, you shouldn't do it. Well, I'm glad
you feel better today.
I'm glad that you were able to get it off your chest.
Do you feel better today?
I felt immediately better after I performed.
Man, I like those bongos.
I know, I was
very good.
I said to Mike, I was like, did you throw away my beatnik bongos? And he said, no, I did not.
Okay.
He had them placed in the place where they're supposed to be.
Exactly. Sure. Where everybody keeps their beatnik bongos.
No, I didn't throw them away. They're three shelves up and over to the right.
Well,
let me
look at the log book. Okay. Here's where they are, Amanda.
That was great.
Love that, Amanda.
Next time, I know that I give you a lot of grief and I don't ever want to spend time with you, but I will go watch you perform the next time you do it.
Oh, I'll absolutely go with you.
And I will take video. I mean, that was awesome. They stunned silence from the audience.
Yeah.
Striking.
Yeah.